Hello, everyone. I am Nathan, formerly known as Nate. And I think that's kind of a good place to start. I know if you've been listening to Kaya's morning shows, you've heard her talk about some of her clients changing their names, as well as her and her business associate changing their names. I am one of those clients. I've been doing work, been working with Kaya, doing this work for about since June, May or June, and I noticed it was maybe after the first session, but definitely by the second session, I noticed the desire to start going by my full name, by Nathan. I've been Nate my whole life. Everyone I know, anytime I introduce myself, I was always Nate. And then after about our second session, for sure, I started having that desire to just go by my full name. So that's one of the changes I've noticed, and stepping into myself and stepping into my brilliance, one of the things that's happened for me. I also, before I started my work with Kaya, I've only had one real relationship in my life. It was about 2.5 years, but other than that, I've always been searching for one, and I've always put that the priority in my life. Even before my passion, so, before music and dancing, I would always make sure I was looking for somebody else to fill some sort of need, or, I just felt like I needed somebody else, and I was never truly happy by myself, and never thought my passions and my talents and were good enough. So it was always that sense of worth and always wanting somebody else to fill that need and, to just take care of me in every sort of way. I thought I needed that somebody. But for the first time, I just don't care. I'm so happy. I'm so happy with myself. And it was, I think after our third session, it took two sessions of Kaya and I to try to pull all this out. But that filter of just needing somebody. And I think it was either after the second or third, I really just, after the third session, Kaya told me, she's like, you have to just fall in love with yourself. Like, that's, be in love with yourself, love yourself, date yourself. And at the time, after that session, I felt all that heartbreak leave. I just went through another short, fast, hard relationship that just ended in a pain, and that feeling of heartbreak that you have at the, when you're heartbroken, you feel it under your heart, at the top of your stomach. And that third session when, Kaya, which she said, all right, I'm going to go to work, within 15 to 20 seconds after her saying that, I literally felt that heartbreak lift off of my stomach, through my heart, went through my throat, into my head, out of my body. And I just felt it leave my body, that heartbreak, that feeling of needing somebody, always feeling abandoned. It just left. It left my body. I felt it leave my body. And I would say for about almost a week after that, I would just cry for no reason, like full on bawling, crying. And I'm a crier. I love to cry, but she's right when she says it. At first it's painful, but sometimes when I would stop crying, I would just start laughing hysterically. It just turns, it flips. You get rid of those old pains and filters and hurts that you've carried around. I would say for about a week after that, not only was I crying a lot, but also I saw that feeling, that heartbroken feeling, it was there, but it wasn't a part of me. It was almost like it was right outside of me, like right in front of my face, but I knew it was there, but it wasn't part of me anymore. I haven't felt it since. And also, I haven't even been looking. I'm not on any dating apps. I don't even do social media anymore, so I'm not even looking. And I'm so happy doing the things that I want to do. And I have noticed there have been a few times since those sessions that I've been approached by people that before I could have, easily slipped back into that old loop and put them the priority and let everything else go. But I have been more happy making the decision to be by myself, to stay alone and do what I want to do. And I've noticed so many things that I've been wanting come to fruition, things that I've been wanting to do that I've been waiting to do with somebody else because I thought I needed to do that with somebody else. So it's been amazing and I'm really happy. I don't even care about being in a relationship right now. And like I said, when I'm approached, I almost go towards being alone more than anything else. So that's been amazing. Just letting go of all that. I carried that around. I know since at least I was 18 and I'm 33 now, but, yeah. So the last thing that I could really say, that's really changed since I started working with Kaya is the guilt I've grown up with. And I was raised Baptist. I was raised Baptist my whole life and I'm from the Midwest. So if you're from the Midwest, you might have heard the Midwest guilt or, you know, I was very controlled, from my mother. And I've noticed doing things recently in the last few months that normally these things that would have made me feel guilty, I do it and I love it and I'm in it and it makes me so happy. And it hasn't changed where I was at with my relationship with my mother or anybody else, but I just don't care anymore. I don't care. So, it's been an amazing journey so far and I'm really excited to just keep removing layers and keep peeling back everything that is keeping me from being Nathan. And that's who I want to be. So thank you, Kaya. And, so happy that I started this work with you and I hope others are doing the same. Thanks y'all. Have a wonderful day.